Thank you. In just a minute, Carl finds his poetic muse once again in stories from the week's news. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. The number, of course, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Carrie, we're sort of delighted to report this. According to the Wall Street Journal, the high cost of gasoline has forced some Americans to turn to what extreme solution?
They've given up something?
No, they're going to get something.
They're all going to turn to something. They're all going to turn to Segways.
Yes, Segways.
I saw that with my mind.
You did. This is, of course, the high-tech scooter that was supposed to change the world when it was introduced in 2001 by inventor Dean Kamen, but it didn't, mainly because of its high cost, $5,000 a piece, and because people look like such a dweeb while riding it. But apparently, $4 a gallon gas can change a lot of things. The Journal reports that Segway dealerships are reporting a big uptick in sales, lots of inquiries, usually from people who show up in disguise or won't give their real names. The Journal warns that these Segways don't go very fast or very far, and it says that they might be difficult to use safely, and the Journal actually cites the incident in which President Bush fell off his because he had forgotten to turn it on.
Right.
So if you are President Bush, please be cautious. The population of functioning adults, though, need only worry about their image. Thankfully, there are now aftermarket suppliers making things like the Segway Macholator, which is basically a big fake cardboard Hummer you carry in your shoulders as you shoot down the street. And it works because you're kind of standing high anyway, so it looks like your head's up there where the driver would be. Carrie, this was a busy week for political spouses. Michelle Obama, as you heard, guest hosted on The View. But Cindy McCain, wife of John McCain, was once again caught doing what?
Cookie recipe plagiarizing.
Yes, once again, she was caught plagiarizing a recipe. As you may remember, in March, the Huffington Post blog discovered that the family recipes posted by Cindy McCain on the campaign website were, in fact, Rachel Ray's recipes taken from the Food Network's website. Big scandal. But now she's apparently done it again. The July issue of Family Circle asked the spouses of the candidates to submit a favorite cookie recipe. Mrs. McCain offered Cindy McCain's oatmeal butterscotch cookies. The description reads, quote, originally for special occasions only, these butterscotch chip-studded cookies are now an absolute must whenever the whole family gets together, says Cindy. The recipe came from a good friend, unquote.
Well, Hillary Clinton.
No. Turns out, the good friend... Hershey's.com. Word for word. When this was discovered, Mrs. McCain apologized. She submitted a new, completely original family cookie recipe she calls the Oreo.
She's the Joe Biden of chefs, isn't she? Cindy McCain there.
She should just start stealing everybody's recipes. Rush Limbaugh's recipe.
Paul, a woman has sued lingerie maker Victoria's Secret after she says she was severely injured by what?
Brassiere, an underwire brassiere, or corset. I'm going to have to go with panties. It's the last one I left out. Shoes. Hats. Corsets.
Garment. Think of how it starts.
Garbage can.
No. Just think the very beginning. What letter starts it off?
G-string. Well, that's panties.
Yes, well, a thong, actually.
Well, that's panties.
Well, yes, but we wanted you to say thong.
The panties I wear are G-string thong things.
She was injured by a thong, she says. It was not, despite what you may be thinking, because of a particularly bad wedgie. Los Angeles resident Macrida Patterson says she was trying on the, quote, sexy little thing low-rise V-string, that's what it's called, in the Victoria's Secret store when the following chain of events happened. Miss Patterson attempts to put on the thong. A heart-shaped jeweled pendant on the thong comes loose, flies through the air. Boing! The piece strikes Miss Patterson in the eye. Ah! Causing her to miss work, for several days. She sues. Bum, 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 bum. A spokesperson for Victoria's Secret declined to comment on the case. She says this is not, however, the first eye-related injury from a thong since the mass blindings related to the famous Star Jones beach disaster of 2003.
Your reenactment was so good. Did anyone check the grassy knoll
for a second thong?
I was going to say, I think I saw this whole plot on the Roadrunner once.
Good Lord. I'm imagining Wile E. Coyote putting on a thong, and I don't want to imagine that.
Just
get off your high horse.
Never wear underwear with metal parts.
I was about to say, why are people having sharp metal things in their underwear in the first place?
To each their own, Peter, to each their own. All night long.